with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? I'm Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom, the host of American Love Island, Ariel Vandenberg. Welcome to the show, Ariel.
Hello, Mario Lopez. This is a big treat for me.
Oh. I love you. Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. Well, I am happy you're taking the time to talk with us here. Where are you at right now, by the way? Are you in Vegas, I hear?
I'm in Las Vegas. Yeah, we are shooting Love Island here at the Cromwell. We've turned the Dre's nightclub into our villa. So it's so exciting.
How is the town right now? It's open, right? But still sort of shut down as far as the shows and everything else, correct?
Oh, yeah. I think Vegas is open, but we are so not involved in Vegas. Like, we are in a quarantine bubble. We're calling it the Love Island bubble. We haven't, you know, there's no ins and outs. We are being super safe and, you know, been in quarantine and multiple tests, all the things.
Oh, so. Yeah. I bet. Yeah. And how, because of COVID, of course, I'm sure the format has changed. How is it different this time? You're clearly not on an island. You're in a bubble.
Yeah. So last year we were in Fiji, which was incredible, but I'm actually so happy to be in Vegas. Vegas brings this whole nother energy and an exciting light to the show. And it's a super unique show because we're shooting right now. You know, what we shoot on Monday, you see on a Tuesday. So it's happening in real time. It's not stale. It's not sitting on a shelf. So I think everybody needs fresh new content right now.
Yeah.
And that's what we're bringing.
Nice. That's exciting. And let's talk about the cast. Who are some of the people at least starting some buzz early on?
Well, we got five sexy singles, or five girls, five guys. And then we had a bombshell who was Johnny. And Johnny came in and stirred the pot because everybody couples up in the very first episode. And then there's one person that's single and he gets to steal a girl. So Ooh. On the first episode last night, he stole Sally from a guy named Trey. And
is this girl willingly stolen? She doesn't have a choice in the matter?
She doesn't really have a choice.
She doesn't have a choice. That is that legal?
Honestly, we're not sure. Basically, he's like, I want to couple up with this girl. You know, they have a mutual, you can tell that she wants to couple up with him. So they definitely have their conversations before he makes his decision.
Understood. Yes. He's not going in there blind. Understood. Is it me or I'm assuming because of the social distancing and the quarantine, people most probably want to get closer quicker, right? Because you're sort of isolated.
Yeah. We're literally providing probably the safest place that you could possibly meet singles in this moment. So it's actually incredible. You know, everybody's been in quarantine and they come out, jaws were dropped. Like the dudes walked out and they were like, they haven't seen girls like this in so long. And the ladies were just like, whoa, this is so exciting.
And you know, everyone's safe. So have at it.
They were having at it. There were some people that I'm like, oh, you made out with two guys last night.
Oh, okay. No shame. Okay.
No shame.
What do you think's the best approach to find a match on Love Island?
Oh my God. I think personality is everything. Every time I ask anybody, what are you looking for here on Love Island? They're always like, a personality, you know? Obviously everybody's gorgeous, so it doesn't hurt. But yeah, definitely a personality, someone that just like shines on camera, off camera. You know, like you have to have that connection too with someone, obviously in the real world. And then even more so, I feel like on Love Island, because I don't know, you're on TV. Mm-hmm. So it's like,
you're right.
You know, you have to have some sass, or you just like, there's every single person has their own little quality that just makes this puzzle what it is.
Yeah. Charm and charisma go a long way.
Oh yeah.
Definitely. You also have a podcast, Riled Up. What are some of the things you talk about on there?
Oh, well, it's my fiance and I, we get riled up about everything. The last thing we really got riled up was the fact that Apple put Hunger Games in the wrong order. So we watched 1, 2, 4, then 3.
Oh no, can't do that.
What?
Come on,
it's
Apple.
The first time I've ever seen Hunger Games. I'm like so into it. And then I'm like, I thought Mahershala Ali died. Yeah, also, right. Spoiler alert. And I'm like, did they bring him back from the dead? Oh, God. Yeah. So we just get riled up about the most random stuff and we just have fun. So talk about whatever, life.
So you do it with your fiance. Congratulations. Do you have a wedding date set yet?
Not yet. No, we're kind of just, we're waiting until all this stuff, you know, kind of gets back to normal so we can actually see things or wedding stuff. I don't even know what
have
you do
guests.
For a wedding. Yeah, have guests, talk right. each other, see your family.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Well, good luck. Hopefully that day is soon and the end is in sight with all this madness.
Thank you.
Ariel, before I let you go, I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, okay?
Love it.
Favorite show you've watched during quarantine?
Schitt's Creek.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, I've been watching that nonstop. I just like every night, I just put it back on.
What's your go-to karaoke song?
Tenacious D tribute.
Oh, dang. Okay, mm-hmm. Tenacious D, taking it back. All right. Dream podcast guest.
Oh, you. You and Jim Carrey.
Hey, awesome company. I'd be flattered. Which leads me to your celebrity crush growing up.
Kobe Bryant.
Okay. Where did you grow up, by the way?
I grew up in San Diego.
Is that right? What part?
Do you know where Fallbrook is?
Yeah, I know where Fallbrook. Did you go to Fallbrook High?
I did. Why did that just give me goosebumps? You know where my high school is?
Yeah, I'm from South San Diego. I'm from Chula Vista.
God, rivals.
Yeah.
Okay, right.
So Fallbrook, is the family all still back there and stuff?
No. I grew up in LA and in Fallbrook, so I was back and forth my whole life and then yeah, so I'm obviously in LA now, but
where in LA?
My address?
Oh, no. I just didn't, you know, in the Valley, Manhattan Beach, or I didn't know where you grew up.
No. I'm an East Side girl.
Okay. Right on.
Yeah.
Something you've learned about yourself in 2020?
That timing is everything. I think that everything happens when it's supposed to happen and you can't really force things or else it's not right yet.
That's pretty solid mentality to have in any year. That's true. Well, congratulations on the show and the podcast and your engagement.
Thank you so much. Can I show you something?
Okay.
So a long time ago, this happened. You went to a T-Mobile Sidekick party and I was the model for the Sidekicks.
Oh my God. Wait a minute. Am I wearing a red shirt with Ford Mustang?
Don't even talk about what you're wearing. Look at what I wear.
Don't even talk about it. No, because the reason I ask is I think I remember that. I think I remember. Oh my God.
Me showing you the Sidekick.
I am wearing the red shirt with the Ford Mustang. Wait, that's you in the blue?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. How long ago was that?
Oh my God, that must have been in like 2006 or something like that. I was a Sidekick model. I don't freaking know.
I love Sidekicks, by the way. I had one. Remember? Yeah. Well, Ariel, thank you so much again for joining us. And please be sure to watch Love Island Nightly on CBS. Thank you. And hopefully we'll see you in person.
Thank you so much. See you at the next Sidekick party.
See you at the next Sidekick party. On with Mario Lopez.